This is the Best of the Bean Found Show.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the Being Found Show, your source for a more effective online buying audience. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Jake Hinton.
How are you doing, Chauncey?
I quit smoking cigarettes.
I know. Yeah.
So,
you know. For those of you who can't see Chauncey, he's looking a little haggard today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible. And, like, all these other people who quit smoking cigarettes, they like, quit because, like, they're empowered or they're just like, hey, I'm going to do this. But I'm, like, old now. So it's like I quit smoking out of fear. There's no, like, fun empowerment thing, like, where I'm just all like, yeah, I can beat this, man. It's like, no, I'm just too scared to smoke. So it's like, so I don't even really have anything to brag about other than the fact that I was dumb enough to smoke this long. So if anybody's out there who is a smoker, you should probably stop. Just in case you haven't followed everything else in the world that told you that you should stop like I did, you should probably stop. But aside from that, my week is going pretty well. I think I'm over the hump. I'm not as prepared as I would like to be, but, you know, this is my day job, so I can pretty much wing it no matter what, because this is what I think about and this is what I do all day, every day.
Yeah.
And this is pretty much what you do all day, every day. How's your week going?
Oh, not too shabby, you know.
I hear you got a big day today.
I do. It's my daughter's second birthday, so I'm going to be celebrating that later on.
You wearing a clown suit or something like that?
No, you know, that's not really my thing. Yeah. And that's kind of not really in vogue right now with all the horror movies and such.
Right. What about an inflatable T-Rex suit?
That is in vogue, yeah. And I just didn't have the time to get one now.
All right. Well, what kind of party are you guys having?
A Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse?
Yep, she's a Minnie Mouse fan. That's what we got.
Weird. You know, I don't live in a world where I see much Minnie Mouse.
I didn't either until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this thing's still around.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And expensive.
Oh, well, yeah, that's just about everything, man.
Yeah.
All my kids were obsessed with Pokemon.
Oh.
And it was just pokey everything. Yeah. You know, and it was insane cards and games and, like, you know, pillows and blankets and everything.
Yeah.
Everything was Pokemon. It was insane. All right, so today on the Being Found Show, we're going to talk to you about 3 steps to get started with digital marketing today, you know, like right now. So let's say you're sitting around, it's on a Saturday, and you think, man, this week was not good. Because you're an owner-operator, you're maybe building your own business, maybe you built it on Squarespace, something like that, you know, and you really sort of need a change, and you need to get out there, or maybe you have a successful business and it just wasn't out there. This will give you the stuff to go to your marketing company and say, hey, why aren't we doing this now?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, first up on the chopping block, and it always is, to start creating better content. You know, as an SEO, I'm always saying content from an SEO standpoint, but really content is from a non-SEO standpoint as well. While I'm much of the SEO guy, Jake is much more of the high level look down guy, and there's a lot of talk about micro moments.
Yeah.
And really that's really, you know, we could probably focus a little bit more on these things, you know. I mean, we do, but,
you know, we ought to schedule a show about micro moments. There's a lot of good material on it.
For the audience out there, what a micro moment is they're the different stages that somebody enters the buying process. So Google has their own 4 that they work off of, but we're working off an article here from Venveo Three Steps to Get Started with Digital Marketing Now. And they have a few different ones here, but they're still kind of covering the same things. Mm-hmm. They're talking about awareness, researching, comparing, planning, and buy.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are really good. So, like, for awareness, it says infographics, short video, how-to, researching, white papers, ebooks, guides, FAQs, checklists, comparing, case studies, so on and so forth, planning, estimates, you know, and then buy, of course, is your money page.
Yeah.
And if you create content sort of based around these things, you know, the hardest thing that a business owner, I think, does is be a business guy. I always refer to myself as a business guy. And, like, I know that that's, like, some, like, lame term, but it really is its own distinction because I no longer look at the world like a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And as a business guy, I have to go to consumers to get my information. It's easy to fall into the trap of being a business guy and be all, this is what they want, this is what they need, I'm a business guy. But you're not selling to other business guys. If you're doing B2B, maybe you are, you know, and you need to think like that. But in that case, you're a B2B business guy, and you need to go talk to some business guys.
Yeah.
You know, basically, you're not selling to you. And your view of the world is solely based on return on investment and your own stuff. And you need to look outside of that. I'm guessing some people have this magical ability to look outside of that and be that. But most of us just don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself now going to websites or looking at ads and sort of dissecting them a little other than getting caught up in the purchase?
Yeah. I mean, to a degree, I definitely feel myself, you know, going both directions. I mean, there's one that I'm going through the research, but two, I'm kind of watching almost like out-of-body experience, watching myself go through this and wondering,
right,
oh, this was a great thing they just did, or boy, they really screwed this up.
Right, right. Like, I'm a hardcore movie fan. Jake's a movie fan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a hardcore movie fan. I don't want to put you in that nerd box. But,
you know.
Are you ready for the nerd box? You can be in it.
I'll just stand here for the moment and decide whether or not I want to jump in. Go ahead.
All right. So a director, everybody says, oh, the directing. Did you see that? The best director is somebody who, when you watch a movie for 2 hours, you don't realize it was directed at all. You basically watch the movie, you're sucked into it, and after 2 hours you go, whoa, that was cool. There was some cool directing in there. But during the cool directing, you're just so wrapped into it, you don't even realize the directing was going on.
Yeah, I'd bring up the first time anyone saw Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, man, that was intense.
Yeah, probably like a world-changing movie in the fact that people went in and forgot they were watching a movie.
Right.
And started crying and,
right,
and all kinds of other things. It was so amazing.
Absolutely. And at the end, what did everybody talk about once they left?
How amazing the directing was.
Yeah, but during the moment, they were just holding on.
Totally enthralled.
Right, yeah. That is a great example.
it's okay. He quit smoking.
Yeah.
That's just getting over it.
That's the demons coming out. Smoking demons coming out. You know, another one is Pulp Fiction. It's like everybody, you know, watched it, and basically nobody realized that there was, like, 15-minute shots of one camera not moving at all. You know, so this is what we're really trying to do with content. We're trying to create the content that people want to see when they hit your site for their needs. So when they come there and they need awareness or they need researching or they need comparing, we're trying to give it to them so that it's a seamless experience for them. This is what I want, and this is what I just found. And especially in the case of small business, you're going to find that, let's say you're a tree trimmer in Reading. That's where our show comes out of. We're in Reading. We're on KCNR, AM 1460. And you're a tree trimmer in Reading, and you're going to search for tree trimmer in Reading, and you're going to find all your competition. But if you look at all their websites, and I'm sorry, tree trimmers, I just pulled something out of the ether. But you're going to notice that a lot of these other questions aren't answered. The awareness, the researching, the comparing, the planning, the buy. A lot of them aren't answered on your competitors. And you can easily go in there. And while you may not be able to compete for the top one just yet, there are a lot of niches. There are a lot of little areas where you can suck these searches in with very little effort just by making good quality content. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back. We're talking about 3 steps to get started with digital marketing right now.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of talk radio. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's going on in Northern California via the magazine and James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Also, we're going to be talking about the propositions. What do they really mean? It's nice to know that before you go out and vote. All of this Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me starting January on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. The show is called North State Now. North State Now is all things local. The first Thursday will be yours truly, interviewing musicians, artists, chefs, writers, and more. The second Thursday, Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store with James Masada and friends. The third Thursday will feature Dr. Orna Gill discussing women's health. The fourth Thursday features Heroes from the North State with Michelle Slay. That's North State Now, starting in January at 6 p.m.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane, serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey?
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. You know, that that song is very relevant to marketing and everything in general. That, you know, I keep using, I end up finding these phrases and colloquialisms and terms that I really like. My new one is, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And really, this applies very much, you know, everybody applies it to politics. And let me throw this in. I can't wait till after Tuesday so my Facebook feed can go back to what people had for lunch. That'll be nice. But, you know, in marketing, you know, everybody talks about how the internet came in and it changed everything and everything's been uprooted. But really a lot of the same things apply, you know. And our next thing that we're talking about here, three steps to getting started with online marketing now. We first talked about content, providing the content that people need for a seamless transition into asking the question and getting the answer. This one is increase conversion points on your website. Now, I know that's a fancy sentence for anybody who's not in marketing, but conversion points are they've come to your website, they see the information that they want, and now can they convert? Mm-hmm. Can they become your new client? And if you think about past marketing on the radio, you know, listen to the radio. Have you noticed the radio starts saying the phone number four times now? It first started saying the phone number once, and then it's twice. Now I hear it go four times sometimes. It's all 555-555-555-555-555. And I'm just all, oh, my God, you know. But, I mean, I get it. We're in a short attention span world, and, you know, they have to get it up there more, and they have to drive it in harder. But still the rule is there. You have a radio ad, and how are they going to convert from a radio ad? They're going to convert in one of two ways. They're going to convert by contacting you via the information that you gave them on the radio ad, and they have to remember that. Or they're going to go to the internet and search it up based off of the branding or keywords that you dropped in your ad.
Yeah.
And marketing really hasn't changed in this regard. You got a door hanger. What's the biggest thing on your door hanger? The phone number. You want them to call you, you know, or whatever your message is on your door hanger. I keep getting thrown off because we're at this election time, so now all your door hangers probably don't have a phone number. They have a vote yes, vote no, you know, thing on it. But most of the time, your door hanger has a big phone number on it. So one issue that you can probably look at your website right now and look at your main conversion points. Standard ones would be your phone number in the top right corner. Now, I know people go like, well, what if it's in the left? What if it's in the middle? Well, maybe that's good for you. But the standard of where people are used to looking that heat maps have taught us and analytics have taught us is that people are used to seeing it in the top right. There are industries and ideas out there, especially educational websites, where maybe learning takes over standards, where you want people to learn and evolve and be interactive, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to a service or a product, we're not really there to reinvent the wheel. We're there more in a ergonomic capacity. We're there to make it better, make it easier, and make it fast, because that's what people want. People don't want to go to, you know, your plumbing website and have some immersive, interactive experience about pipes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just don't. And if they do, they'll want to find that. But most of your traffic is really going to want a phone number or some way to contact you or something like that. So if you look at your website and you look at your conversion points on your website, you're going to probably notice some really big holes. You're going to notice some heavily templated stuff. You know, a lot of the time at the end of the content, people will put in what's called a call to action, CTA. And, you know, it'll be standard from every page. They basically copied and pasted it in there. And, you know, we as web developers, we all fall victim to that because bottom line is when somebody pays you a specific amount of money, you're trying to come in budget. And so you need to work within the constraints of the budget in order to provide the client what they needed. And what they ask for, you know. But ideally, I think each page would have its own well-thought-out call to action that applies to that service or that product on that page that really sort of helps people to understand what clicking that button will get you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you got a website, I bet you're going to look through it and you're going to find holes. You're going to find holes where that call to action isn't, where when they scroll to the bottom of the page, do they have to scroll back up to the top to contact you? You know, and that might seem stupid that, well, what's so hard about scrolling back up to the top? Well, as I like to say to business owners, nobody cares what you think. It doesn't matter what's so hard about scrolling back up to the top. We're not trying to judge that person for who they are. We're trying to provide them a service and get paid for it. And so what you need to do is make things as easy as possible for your clientele.
Yeah. Give them every opportunity to do the thing you want them to do.
Yeah, yeah. And this whole nobody cares what you think, you know, I definitely get from Joe. You know, this is where the show really started out. The show started out as me as Joe's sidekick. And Joe, you know, it's funny. I've heard Joe in some really sort of high-caliber meetings with multi-million-dollar large businesses, and he'll just take their marketing officer and just slap them down and be all like, nobody cares what you think, you know? And, yeah. Like, and that's really a great point. Nobody cares what you think. It really kind of comes back to our last segment about the content. You're not marketing, do you?
Yeah.
You know? You obviously, you know, especially if you're the owner of a multi-million dollar corporation and you need your carpets cleaned, you're probably calling somebody else. You're calling your assistant to go get your carpets cleaned. You're not even doing it.
Right.
So it's like, you know, get out the way. Get out of the way of the purchase. So conversion points on your website, there are a couple of them. People, you want to be able to communicate with them in the way that they want to communicate. Some are a little bit easier, some are a little bit harder. But, of course, the two standards are a phone call and a contact form.
Yeah.
We're now moving into the realm of a text message and a chat, you know, but these are conversion points. They're ways for people to get in touch with you. So providing that along the way, because let's say you got your web page and it's got 500 words and I need a plumber. I'm going to start skimming that content and I'm all, okay. This was written by an English speaking person. And I know that might sound shady to half of you and totally dead on to the other half of you. But the bottom line is, you know, well-written English on a website is going to show your audience that you care. Now, grammatical errors are always going to be out there. You know, it just happens. But, you know, you want people to realize that you are a real guy, not a turn and burn situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be difficult when you're ordering content from other countries.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to say this nicely.
Am I
saying this nicely enough?
it's clear that you can order content from out of country sources, and that's fine.
Right.
But you are going to be getting ESL type of content, and it's going to have to be gone through.
Right, absolutely. So
and ESL, English second language,
right,
is typically easy to spot.
Right, it's easy to spot. It's going to hurt your search because Google's going to say, well, these guys don't know how to, you know, I jokingly say, you know, when I've heard people make fun of other people's accents and stuff like that, my joke is always, well, I'm an American. I barely speak one language. You
know? and we do it so poorly, so well.
I know. Yeah. But really, this is going to create what is called a trust factor. It creates a trust factor with Google. It creates a trust factor with your clientele because they go there. And not only do they see you as somebody who understands where they're coming from, but hopefully they see you as somebody who knows a little bit more about what they need. You know, the worst thing in the world would be somebody to come to your service website and feel like they know more than what you just presented to them. I mean, mm-hmm. they're not gonna hire you.
Yeah.
You know. So you know, your conversion points start with that. They start with clear, concise messaging about what you can do for them. Ideally, there's a bit of information in there where anybody who came to your site can walk away and feel like they learned something, like they can be a little bit impressed by you. But don't take that too far. You know, nobody's there to learn to do it. You know, they're not trying to get their bachelor's in it. They're trying to get the service. You know, we just need to show them that we're an expert, but a little bit. You know, and so most people aren't going to read all 500, 700 pages, 700 words on your page. They just need the help. They need the thing. They need to know that who they're talking to is. So providing the option for conversion along the way is great. So conversion in the header, conversion in the sidebar, and conversion in the footer. Anywhere they are along the way on the page, there's something for them to gravitate to, when they're ready to make that purchase.
Yeah.
And that's what increased conversion points on your website really means. All right. So you're listening to Being Found Show. We're going to finish up three steps to getting started with your digital marketing today. This is really to help people who are just getting started, but it's also to remind people who are already going. You got a company, you can go to them and say, hey, I looked at my website, and this stuff ain't there. Why isn't it there? You're listening to the Being Found Show. Come on back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
All All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about three steps to getting started with digital marketing right now. Because if you haven't gotten started already, you should have. And if you have gotten started, these are still things that you need to look at. These are the basics. You know, we talked about, you know, history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. You know, the basics are always there. We talked about getting good content in front of people so that when they come to you, it's a seamless experience. They ask a question, they get an answer. What type of question? It might not be I want to buy right now. It might be I'll do I want to buy. And so that'll get them there. The next one was conversion points. Once they get there and they read the stuff, you know, are they able to get in touch with you quickly? Are they able to figure out how to contact you? And I say this over and over. I think I've said it on the past, like, five shows. I automatically don't trust a website if it doesn't have a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So if you provide a service or you sell a product, you get a phone number on there. People want to know that if something goes wrong, they can contact a human being and say, hey, what went wrong?
Yeah.
Like, so I recently had this experience where I have, like, six of my own websites hosted on a GoDaddy account. And on one of the websites, I was pulling in RSS feeds. And one of them, I guess I shouldn't have pulled it in. They provided the RSS feed, so I thought it was fine. I pull it in. I didn't really think much about it. And I get this, I go to these websites. Luckily, it was my own. It's not a business thing. I keep that all separate. And my entire hosting has been suspended due to pulling in somebody else's copyrighted material. And so it's a big headache. But here's where the real headache happened. GoDaddy doesn't have a phone number that you can call. You have to deal with it via email.
Hmm.
And so you send off the email and say, hey, I, Chauncey Hallworth, say that I will remove this copyrighted content. And I will. You know, I would never do that on purpose, you know. And it takes them 72 hours. Nobody contacts me back. I'm sitting there waiting, writing them over and over. I try to call. They say, oh, you can't call about that, you know. And so now I'm actually thinking about transferring my hosting away from GoDaddy because I can't call about that issue. Mm. It has to be taken care of via email.
Yeah.
And, you know, all I needed was an answer. Yes, you've done what needed to be done, and it's the waiting game. I may not like that answer, but if I had just gotten that answer, I would have had a much less stressful 3 days.
Yeah.
And like I said, luckily this had nothing to do with my clients. I basically have a separate hosting that I use for experiments, you know, that I sort of build things on and try things out and tear them down and put them back up, you know. So this was the place for that to happen. But I was very frustrated with the fact that no phone call could be made just so that I could find out that I did the right thing.
Yeah, and if you're buying a product and it's the wrong product or not really what you expected, of course you want to be able to call someone and let them know about that.
Right, and what, you're going to send it back and just kind of hope for the best? You know, let's say you're not happy, you're going to just send it out into the world and hope that everything gets taken care of. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have a phone number.
Yeah.
All right, so this last one has more to do with outreach. The first two really had to do with your clientele coming to you. You provide them what they need. This one has to do with you reaching out to your clientele. It might be clientele who already came to you that maybe signed up for an email list. And I got to tell you, as soon as you get past the basics, email list should be one of the very first things that you start working on.
Mm-hmm.
Start sending targeted messages. So this doesn't mean cold calling. This means that when you're reaching out to potential clientele, you're reaching out to cold leads, warm leads, hot leads, that you are crafting a message that makes them feel like you're talking to them. You're not sending out some blanket thing, either via email or social media or mailers. You know, you need to really curtail that to them as much as possible. Now, I realize that you can't necessarily, I mean, with some industries you can. You could write them each a handwritten letter because maybe you have a small market of people that each pay you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There are those industries out there. And if you have that option, you know, do it. You know, I tend to send each of my clients a handwritten Christmas card,
mm-hmm.
you know, That's just, you know, I can only handle so many clients, so be it from 5 to 60, you know, I can sit there and spend a day sending my clients a handwritten Christmas card.
Yeah.
But in the case of regular marketing, you know, you got your emails, you got your email lists, you got your social media, you're able to sort of tweak your data in order to make sure that you are sending this information to the people in a way that they say, yeah, they're there for me. You know, these people are there for me. And anybody who's selling anything, either a service or a product, and if you don't have the attitude that I'm there for them, you probably have pretty terrible customer service.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, because the bottom line is you're there for them. Ultimately, you're doing them a service, but they're doing you a favor by coming to you and using you. And you're providing a service. And there's a big difference between a service and a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, Facebook has been in the news and everything and is a prime example of Facebook's advertising structure really sort of allows you to really sort of target these things. You know, I'm working with a extermination company through the whole Bay Area, and they have a service of eco-friendly exterminating, and it costs a little bit more. And so in creating their Facebook ads, we were able to target families that make over a certain amount of money,
mm-hmm.
and families that live in specific more affluent neighborhoods, and people who have talked about or had some interest in health, and people with new babies, and people with health problems.
And is all this data, you're getting all this data from Facebook and kind of plugging it in there?
Yeah, when you create an ad in Facebook, you're able to select all these things. So it was all over the news, mm-hmm. and they're just all, what information is Facebook collecting about you? All those things that Facebook was collecting about you are all the things that you can use to target an ad.
Yeah.
And really, it was really quite effective because, you know, you're no longer getting all those clicks or those views or those impressions from people who might not be interested or be able to afford your service.
Right. Really, they just want a can of Raid.
Right. Right. In which case, if you provide everything, you should probably also sell a can of Raid on your website. You know?
There you go.
Because people go through and, you know, you got to provide levels for everybody. Now, of course, we always want to target them at the level that is most helpful for them. And most helpful for us, you know, the products with the best return on investment and the products that, will be most helpful for the client,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that doesn't mean that you don't want to provide them different stages because different people have different needs,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So start sending targeted messages. Email is a great place to do this. And people might say, well, I don't collect all that information with my email. So when I blast out my email campaigns, I really just have a list. Well, no, you don't. If you're collecting your email campaign on Constant Contact or on MailChimp or any other service, chances are you are not sending out email blasts unless you're using some kind of service. You can see, if nothing else, when they joined. You know, you can see when they joined. And you don't want to be blasting the same thing out to people that you already blasted it out to them. They're going to be all like, what? They don't even care about me. I already got this three times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can send them something different and new. You also have the data of when it is. The extermination company is a prime example. So it's summer, and I need some eco-friendly way to get rid of all these bees from my porch because my kid's allergic. You know, you can send out, hey, you got some bee problems. But you don't want to hurt the honeybees, of course. This is all over the news. You know, mm-hmm. we need more honeybees. And, you know, you can get this eco-friendly sort of thing as a way to reroute those bees someplace else and away from your porch. And so all these options are there for you. It's just a matter of thinking a little bit outside of the box. It's finding those options. You know, so really sit down with everything that you have and collect those criteria that you currently have and work with those. And then your next step will be to find out ways to collect more criteria. You know, is there a way for you to get more information so that you can personalize your stuff even better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, So anytime you're asking for emails, get a name if you can. You know, just having a name at that top of that email is a big step in the right direction.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the news. There's some crazy stuff going on.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to the Being Found Show. This is where you be found. This is how you get found. But now we're going to talk about the news. There's always some interesting sort of tech news. I don't know if it's tech news, but marketing news and technology news and sort of the ways that the internet and computers in general really sort of affect our lives. And that might not seem like a big deal to small, medium, large business owners, but really... These things are blazing trails for what will eventually be used elsewhere. You know, a prime example is us going to the moon. So JFK decided that we were going to go to the moon. He shoveled billions at the time into us going to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's just all like, well, what a lame sell. You know, why are we spending all that money? To this day, we're still reaping medical and scientific and military rewards from all that effort that was put out there. We are still learning things from going to the moon in 1969.
Yeah.
So these things started somewhere, but they're going to eventually end up in your pocket. One interesting thing in the news here is Apple will no longer report iPhone sales. Jake brought up a good point. Is that even legal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, once you're a publicly traded company, you know, reporting is mandatory on certain things. And I don't know the nuances of what you must and must not report, but I would expect that sales of a new product, you know, even if you don't give the exact number.
You're right. You got to ballpark it.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe the analysts are so good they're going to figure it out anyway. Just by crunching the numbers and the cost of the phone, they'll just say, oh, well, obviously they sold this many. I don't know.
Right. Well, if SEO has taught us anything, we're able to reverse engineer just about anything.
Yeah.
So Apple announced on Thursday during its most recent earnings call that it will no longer report sales numbers for the iPhone, iPad, Mac, or any of its hardware products during its quarterly reports. The reason is Apple is looking to take more control of its own narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I love these corporate culture statements, you know.
Right.
Just the mere phrase corporate culture just really kind of cracks me up. Yeah. You know, that's like, I imagine like them sitting around and inventing fire going, you know, it's like, here's this stuff.
Well, you know, I think they're onto something here. As a company, you kind of, you know, public sentiment is a big deal.
It is.
And being able to break up the negative public sentiment could really give their marketing department an edge in saying, yeah, everything's fine.
Well, here's the secret, and here's probably the nefariousness of this. Overall sales numbers for the iPhones have plateaued as Apple has reached or passed the saturation point in many markets. Apple continues to report falling iPhone unit sales numbers every quarter, all the while delivering on revenue growth. Meaning that they've saturated the market, and they know that the only way they can get their investors more money is by charging more for their product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that might look great for their investors, but for an audience, that's probably not a good marketing tool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hey, we make our guys more money by charging more and more for the phone.
Yeah.
You know, so ultimately, I think that might be the reason.
Yeah, I suspect no matter what, Apple investors won't be too upset. I mean, depending on when you got into Apple, they made you a ton of money.
They did. And we were just talking last week about how Android users spend 4 hours a day on the phone,
right.
And
yeah,
Apple
yeah.
users spend five. So, yeah. I mean, they got a committed audience.
They do.
You know, my entire family is Apple, and they say they'd never go to anything else. My youngest is thinking about going to Android just because she's rebellious, I guess.
That's so funny, like the polarity of Apple and everything else. You don't see that in very many places.
No, you don't. All right, so that's some fun news. Now, this next one definitely enters the realm of potential sci-fi dystopian future. And anybody who knows me from any of my stuff knows that this is one of my favorite topics. A lie detector is to be trialed at border control points in the European Union.
Yeah.
So iBorder Controls System will collect data that will move beyond biometrics and onto biomarkers of deceit. Scientists at early testing provided a 76% rate success rate, but believe this could be raised to 85%. That's a little crazy. 85% is nowhere near good enough for me to.
Well, I mean, what is it now with a human being? That's what I'd like to know. 50-50?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So, I mean, 85%, I'd take that over 50-50.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know, as much as part of me goes like, oh no, it's Skynet, you know, the other part of me says, of course this is going to happen.
Yeah. And you know, I know the Skynet joke is one of my favorites.
It is.
I love it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, let's use it. Is it potentially going to improve our lives?
Well, I don't know. We get all these warnings from guys like Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking about AI.
Yeah, but Who cares?
Well, I mean, if we can't turn to the people who are smarter than us in their scientific fields, who can we turn to?
Well, yeah, but, you know, Elon Musk and who else did you mention?
Stephen Hawking.
Okay, Stephen Hawking. Yeah, both clearly smart people.
Yeah.
But I don't trust them to make...
to hold back society.
Well, I don't trust them to make predictions, future predictions on something that I in my opinion, doesn't have any basis. And it's not necessarily their area of expertise anyhow.
Right.
You know, they're clearly making some assumptions in what they're saying.
So. They are more so futurists in the sense that, and obviously things that they worked with, you know, proved to be correct.
Yeah.
You know, in some future aspects, you know. But they are futurists. They're basically crunching numbers. And there are probably people who are much more educated in the field of AI. You know, the scary thing about AI is, like, as soon as it happens and gets out of the box, you know, we think about human evolution. We think about animal and evolution on this planet, and it's taken millions, billions of years. A computer would be able to do it in a matter of hours,
mm-hmm.
you know, just through processing power, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like once it's out, it'd be all, you know, it's like it's going to happen. All of a sudden, it's going to grow some legs and start, you know, talking about how it doesn't get paid enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one interesting thing on here is there's also the issue of artificial intelligence replicating the same racial biases that humans do. And that, of course, is a big problem at borders already.
Yeah. Well, see, now you're opening a can of worms. I feel like I should just shut up.
Well, no, that one kind of blew me away. I never thought about it, like it being racially biased.
Well, boy, what did I was listening to something else the other day, and they were talking about, I think it was college admissions algorithms that are being used now.
Right, right.
And those having biases of the developers who created them.
Right, yeah.
But several years ago, I read something. So this technology, by the way, I think it's been employed for some time.
Yeah. Yeah.
If not,
you can get apps on your phone. Lie detector app on your phone. Yeah.
And I know that there's been experiments, you know, with this sort of thing in the past. One of the things that was brought up was, okay, you have an individual coming in from a Middle Eastern country. The way this algorithm works is it scores people. It gives them points based on certain things that they meet.
Yeah, factors.
And the fact that they're coming from a Middle Eastern country are points against them.
Right.
So you kind of have to ask the question, well, is that fair?
Right.
I mean, is it possible for AI to be racist?
Well, if it's an AI and it's solely working off of this thing, you know, you think it'd be able to just ask the question, like, do you plan on killing anybody? And it wouldn't really matter where you came from.
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly how it's gathering all that information.
Of course,
you know?
We don't.
I think in this case, actually, they mentioned specifically capturing micro facial expressions.
Right.
Which I have read. I think it was Malcolm Gladwell had a book where he discusses what that is and the implications of it, and it's pretty amazing stuff. Basically, there's like 250 muscles in your face.
Right.
And some of them twitch when you do things that you don't realize when it happens. The people looking at you don't realize when it happens, but it's clear when you break it down and watch a camera frame, one frame at a time, that twitch. And for people who know what they're looking for,
right,
they can clearly say, oh, that was a lie. Or this person has disdain for this person based on what they just did.
Right, right. You know, one example that popped to mind for the bias is the IQ test is a prime example of bias, because the IQ test is supposed to show not what somebody, how smart somebody is, but their intelligent quotient is their capacity to learn.
Hmm.
So you could know absolutely nothing and have an IQ that's off the charts. You can only know what you've been taught, right?
Yeah.
You can only work with what you've been presented with. And so IQ tests are intrinsically biased based off of knowledge, because how do you ask questions of somebody who knows nothing?
Yeah.
You know, and get a result. And you know, I was thinking that might be one of the factors in here. Also, cultural differences in facial stuff, you know, you know, don't smile and show your teeth to a gorilla. That thing's going to kill you. You know, and there might be those same sort of little cultural differences, yeah. And it might take a long time. And, you know, we might all of a sudden finding that people just coming from Papua New Guinea or something have a slightly different way of expressing themselves that's flagging these systems, yeah. Or something, you know. All right, well, you're listening to the Being Found Show. Thanks for checking us out. Come on back next week. Have a good morning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I think it's going to be over with sooner than people think. But I will do whatever we have to do. If we have to stay out for a very long period of time, we're going to do that.
President Trump still standing toe-to-toe with Democrats over funding for the border wall with Mexico after yet another meeting came up short on Friday.
The president met here at the White House with congressional leaders for the second time in 3 days and says their staffs will work through the weekend to make more progress on the border security he insists be part of any deal. Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says he pleaded with the president to open the government now and talk later.
Don't hold millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of workers hostage.
Schumer says the president instead said the shutdown could last months or years.
Absolutely, I said that.
He doesn't actually think it will, but says he's prepared to do whatever it takes to get what he wants for the border. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police say 3 men were shot and killed in a fight last night at a bowling alley in Torrance, California. 4 others were hospitalized. The Supreme Court plunging back into the issue of whether electoral districts can be too partisan.
Disputes have arisen in cases involving North Carolina's heavily Republican congressional map and a Democratic congressional district in Maryland, which the GOP claims was gerrymandered by Democrats. The justices said Friday they will hear arguments in March in disputes that could produce the first limit on partisan politics in the drawing of electoral districts. But the court also could ultimately decide that federal judges have no role in trying to police political map making. The high court took up the issue of partisan gerrymandering last term in cases from Wisconsin and the same Maryland district. But the justices failed to reach a decision on limiting political line drawing for political gain.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting more from townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Federal fishing managers are looking to keep the quotas for bluefish about the same this year.
Bluefish are a popular sport fish that are also harvested commercially as food. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it's looking to implement proposed catch limits for the fish that are mostly status quo with the previous year. The annual catch has been fairly consistent in recent years, with fishermen bringing about 4 or 5 million pounds of bluefish to the docks.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, bluefish have been harvested commercially all the way from Maine to Florida over the years. They were once a source of a popular festival in Connecticut. A 612-pound bluefin tuna has sold for a record $3 million at the first auction of 2019 after Tokyo's famous Suzuki Market had to be moved to a new site on the city's waterfront. The winning bid for the prize, but threatened species, was more than double the previous record set back in 2013. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Los Angeles is suing the Weather Channel for compromising the privacy of its app users.
The city of Los Angeles' lawsuit seeks to stop the Weather Channel from tracking the whereabouts of its users and selling that information to advertisers. 4 out of 5 app users give the company permission to share geolocation data, but city attorney Mike Feuer says users are misled into believing they're revealing their locations just to get more precise weather forecasts. He charges the permission is buried deep in a lengthy privacy policy. The Weather Channel maintains means it's always been upfront about its use of location data and will vigorously defend itself against the lawsuit. I'm Warren Levinson.
Freshman Representative Rashida Tlaib has gotten a fast lesson about being cautious with her words. She says reaction to her profane remark about impeaching President Trump has been, quote, pretty intense. Her remark drew criticism from the White House and not much in the way of support from fellow Democrats. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I have the watch for the next hour. Again, I have Dad with me. I get to call him Dad, but everybody else gets to call him Bud. And Aileen is with us again today.
Hello.
Thank you for coming. And like always, our program director, Frank Rose, is over there taking pictures, throwing things at us, telling us what we forgot to do, say, and on and on and on and on and on. Somebody's got to be the boss, right, Frank? If anybody didn't hear that, he gave a big old yep. So, Happy New Year. It is 2019. Yay. I think we slept right through it other than the explosions we heard way off in the distance. But we live way out of town, so we always hear the gunshots and the somebody set something off. Like, it sounded like a propane can or something. Whatever.
You know. I sleep through it all.
Yeah.
Isn't that every Saturday night out there?
Pretty much, yeah. So the big news of the new year is the whole government shutdown thing. Yay. Yeah, we were just talking, Aileen and I were just talking this morning. Last night I seen on MSN the pictures around the Washington Memorial, the garbage cans, and how the garbage cans are all overflowing because that's a federal park, you know, and so the city folks aren't going to empty those garbage cans out, and they're just overflowing. And the picture is the can overflowing with the Washington Memorial in the background with all the flags around it. I was like, ah, that's horrible. You know, come on, someone come out there and pick that up. But you said, Aileen, you said if anybody's going to the parks over the weekend or right now, take a trash bag with you and take your own trash and maybe pick up a thing or two on your way out. So
it's kind of something we learn in scouting.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We're going to definitely get into scouting here in a little bit. We have an Eagle Scout with us today. So
yay.
Maybe we can, some of that can rub off onto some of our young boys out there. I just wanted to touch real quick again on the Purple Heart, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, and those after the show, I found out more about what they do than during the show. We'll definitely have to have Joe back with us at some point. I know they've got a couple, three. They light the bridge purple, mm-hmm. Like we do for the same thing when they light it pink, you know. So I definitely want to be having back for that. And then I believe he said something about a golf tournament, it sounded like it was in springtime. So definitely want to have him back and talk about that. And those are the guys that sell the hats out there by Walmart. I know it's a different group, but it's still Order of the Purple Heart. Mm-hmm. So all of that money stays here in our community. So
I really like the whole, Gold Star Mothers, and I've never heard of that. How cool is that? It's just another way to kind of unite everybody, but
I was going to point that out when we were in the craft store the other day when I had to move the car. There was a car on the other side. They had the blue star in the window.
Nice.
I was going to point it out to you, but I forgot because there was a creep in the parking lot trying to stare me down, like whatever.
So, Kyle, do you know what the Gold Star and Blue Star Mothers are?
I have no idea.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but a Gold Star parent is a parent that lost their child in service during a war.
In a war.
And then a Blue Star parent is a parent whose child is currently serving in a war.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just another way to sort of unite families. And for the Gold Star mothers, the Order of the Purple Heart knows who they are. They can help them, you know, if you have someone who's older and they need help, you know, changing out light bulbs or changing their filters, or they have any problems, then everybody's connected to one to each other and they can help each other out. So I thought that was really unique.
Yes, the gold star was also for spouse.
Yes, and spouse too also. So yeah, any of the that close, the mother and father or the spouse and all.
See, we don't learn this in the military. You know, it's not until we get out that we start learning all the stuff that's available out there.
Well, we knew that because we're a military family. Mm-hmm. You and your mom were not military.
True.
Also,
yes.
And I'm sure Frank's family, you know, knew that before. And especially before your time, Dad, you know, Frank is the end of the greatest generation, the Korean War, and also that was a different time, you know, closer to what we had now with us, with me and my time and when I was in for the Operation Enduring Freedom, whatever they call it now. And your time, Dad, the Vietnam guys are the ones that kind of got pushed off to the side and
the hippie generation.
Well, you guys grew your hair and started saying weird things. And
peace and love.
Yes, peace and love. Peace and love. No.
Yeah, so, look at the world we created.
Yeah.
So how many generations in your family has been in the military?
Every male except for my Uncle Larry is in on the Taylor side. Every male, even Larry the Third, he was in the Navy as well. But every male has, there's some sprinkling of the moms and wives and stuff in there too. But Grandpa Taylor used to talk about all of his brothers. He's the baby of 13. All of his brothers were in the World War One and on World War Two, and then his dad was in the original Mounted Cavalry in the late 1800s.
Wow.
So yeah, it goes back. Goes back and back and back. So when I say I was groomed to be in the military and do that, absolutely, because these guys were teaching me how to shoot when I was.
That's funny because, you know, our son is not like that at all. He's afraid of butterflies. He will not go into the bathroom if there's a little fly in there. And I cannot picture our child ever joining the military.
I love my son to death, but he views butterflies as flying worms. So he just hates them. He doesn't care how cute it looks or not. It's a flying worm, and you won't do nothing with it. So the other big thing that we talked about last week, Aileen, if you want to cover this, is the Shasta County point-in-time count.
Yeah, so the point-in-time count is federally mandated by HUD. And what we do is we go out there and we count the number of homeless in our community. Now, it's really not as simple as it sounds. It's done during the last 10 days of January this year. It's actually scheduled for January 23rd. And we have a group of volunteers that go out into the homeless encampment, and we do a little quick survey with them. You know, their initials, their date of birth, their ethnicity, and then a couple questions regarding their mental health status, whether they've been diagnosed with a mental health condition, whether they have domestic violence, and trying to narrow down really kind of the causes of homelessness and how many of those individuals are chronically homeless. I think sometimes we think about homelessness like, you know, they're out there and that's basically it. Well, no, some of those homeless people are out there. They get housed. They have barriers to staying housing, and then they're back on the street, and it's a cycle. So the point in time count kind of gets a snapshot of what's going on with our homeless population. And with the fires, we're really kind of concerned how many families that are out there that are currently homeless because of the fires. So the point in time, again, is January 23rd. We need volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, please call Tamara. Her number is 530-245-6437. Again, 530-245-6437. You can volunteer to go out in the field and count, or you can be in the vet's hall. We're going to do an event to try to get some of the homeless that are out there sleeping to come in and have something to eat and stay inside and be warm. And so we'll be serving them there. And if you don't want to be outside counting, then you can be inside and helping us out. So just give Tamara a call.
Well, that sounds good, and it's very important that that we do this because it just benefits Shasta County in the long run. And we'll go over at the end of the show a little bit more. So we're going to take a quick break real quick, and we're going to come back with an Eagle Scout, Kyle Gardner, and talk to you a little bit about your scouting history and what brought you to us today. We'll be right back in a couple minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
To Manning the Watch with Doc, and as long as that song hasn't put anybody to sleep, it's all good. Well, we were talking about a few things wrapping up from the prior show and all, but now I want to move into, we have a guest with us, Kyle Gardner. He is an Eagle Scout and potentially going into the Navy in the future, so welcome aboard here. And I know you'll do fine if you, you know, you do go that road. The Navy was a lot of fun, a lot of hassle, a lot of getting yelled at, but that's fine. I was 30 when I went into boot camp, and I breezed through it. But I grew up in it, so I had no, you know, I had no misgivings of what boot camp was. You know, they're there to kind of break us down and rebuild us in the Navy or the Marine Corps or the Army or whatever.
I had no idea what boot camp was going to be like, you know, here. You guys have a family history of being in the military. I'm not U.S. born, so I'm.
But another thing, too, you went to boot camp there at Great Lakes and above Chicago. during the winter.
Yes.
That's why you can't march either, because you guys never went outside and marched.
From Florida. I mean, I've never seen snow until I went to boot camp, and I hate it. It was awful. It was cold.
Oh, you're going to go do Klondike this year, huh?
We suffer for our children.
Yes. So, Kyle, we were talking off the air. You started as a Cub Scout, and then you went all the way to Eagle. Just give us an overview of your scouting career, if you will.
Sure. I started in Cub Scouts, Pack 42. I don't remember a whole lot about those days. Pinewood Derby.
Yeah.
Building cars. It's mostly about it. But then, you know, you do your crossover in a Troop 125. My brother and I both went in Troop 125, along with a lot of my friends that crossed over with me. And spent the years going through.
And you'll remember more of those years than you would when as a Cub Scout.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We did a lot of cool trips, my troop. We did like Klondike and stuff like that, but we'd go to Yosemite. We'd go up to Canada. We did a scout camp every summer. Somewhere new. Went to Philmont. I went to National Jamboree.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I love those.
What we're going to try to do with Troop 42 is my troop now. And we're going to try to do every year do something different and more. You know, we do the week summer camp. You know, this year we're going down to Winton because it's in our council. Mm-hmm. But last year we went up to Baker, and the year before we were up
Fleischmann
up in the mountains up there by, I think that's Chester up there, or Quincy. No, it's by Quincy, I think that is. But it doesn't matter. And Aileen and the other parents we were talking about, we can still do that, you know, the regular ones that we do every year, because you get a lot of merit badges and the boys like doing that, but something different, maybe not national, you know, that might be a bit much, especially for me, but like we talked about, maybe making a trip all the way to San Diego to do the USS Midway, because we did the Hornet over this summer, and they do a great job, but we understand that the Midway is, you know, because they have so much more revenue down there that you know, it's a much bigger experience, especially for the kids, you know. And because when we went, we took some siblings with us, a lot of parents and siblings and all. So it was a lot of fun. But we try to push maybe a little bit more towards that than so much than going to Yosemite, you know. But we are going to do the Biz Johnson this year. We're going to do our 50-miler on Biz Johnson. And so we're going to do Biz Johnson twice in the same weekend, and also those kind of things. Yeah. So, but other than that, what led you to becoming an Eagle Scout?
It was something my dad always kind of like wanted us to do. Mm-hmm. That was like kind of his goal when he put us in scouting.
And your brother is included in that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So was your dad a scout?
He was for a very brief period of time in his life, but you know, he saw the value in it and wanted us to have that, so he put us both in scouting. And you know, Troop 125, they're very big on getting your merit badges. You gotta you know, have your Eagle required merit badges. They do powwow. We had our own camp that our troop would do, that up in Fall River area, where like we'd put kids who weren't first class, we'd get them to first class.
Oh,
that way,
nice.
When they go to scout camp, they can work on more important merit badges. And being an Eagle Scout wasn't necessarily it's a big deal, but in our troop, it was emphasized.
Gotcha.
So I don't want to say there's pressure to be an Eagle Scout, but, you know, something like...
It was encouragement.
Yeah. They want you to see the value in it. So we had a lot of cool projects built in... snack shacks for schools, building pavilions, like concrete basketball courts. I did the flagpoles.
You say that you gloss over that you did the flagpoles, but how many flagpoles did you do, and where is it at?
There was 18 flagpoles at the Igo Cemetery, at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo.
Wow.
And how tall are those flagpoles out there?
They're 15 feet out of the ground.
Gotcha. Yeah. So 15-foot flagpoles. And how many are they all U.S. flags, or are they okay? So they're all U.S. flags, and I don't think I've been out there since they've been put up then, because I don't remember seeing them.
I think when we went there, it was just kind of mesmerizing. There was so much around us that you know, we weren't paying attention to a lot of the details.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
beautiful cemetery. But how did you come up with the idea to do that project?
My grandfather's buried out there.
Oh.
And so it has a personal significance, that cemetery. I've always wanted to join the military since I was a little kid. I just kind of saw it as a way to give back, add something, and then do my time in the future. You know,
it's pretty amazing.
But it means something out mm-hmm. there. It means a little bit more than just putting something up out here or a bench like mm-hmm. we talked about, you know, out here on the road. It's nice to have a bench with the scout mottos or the logos on it or anything, but something that's significant that means more to people around you than just something.
Well, it's a major gift to the community, really, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody gets to enjoy it. So it's nice when you hear those kind of projects.
You put these up by yourself?
Not physically by myself, yes. but they were 2,000 pound. We did the concrete through Universal Precast Concrete.
Okay.
They just casted the concrete things. They were 2,000 pounds each, so like we had to get it just right. So we had to auger a hole that was a little more than 3 feet deep, fill it with some sand, some gravel, and then we had to get these things like just perfect. We had to get them all center line. We had to get them flat, and it took a while. I mean, the fundraising took the longest part. We built the project in 3 days. But it was a lot of work. You know, you're out in the sun. There's no shade. Especially
did you
here.
Have sponsors or supporters for funding for that? Because that's expensive.
Absolutely, yeah. We had a lot of sponsors, local sponsors, veterans, groups who are sympathetic towards, you know, veteran things. And the cemetery helped us out. Friends and family, you know, it's just...
When you decided or when you were deciding to do an Eagle project and you made that decision, what's the process so everybody knows before you get the approval to do mm-hmm. that, you have to go through some steps to get to that. Do you remember those steps?
They're going to be a little vague, but I'll try and remember as best I can.
That's fine.
But we get our – you get your idea, you plan it out as best you can. You know, you give like rough estimates.
Yes.
For costs and materials and timelines, and we present it to our troop first, to our troop board, and then they'll go over it, and then they'll find whatever's wrong with it, and then you'll
go
fix it, and then you come back, and then once you get it right, then they send it to the council, and then they approve your project, and it's like, okay, you're good to go, start your fundraising, and then start building.
And I ask you that because there's a long process, and we know that, and now I'm a scoutmaster. I'm learning those as well. There's a long process to that. An Eagle project is something significant, and, you know, it should take you a while to go through there, and you're learning that. You're learning organization. You're learning, you know, you've got money coming in for that. You've got an organization that you have to use. Someone's nonprofit status to do that because you're not making money on that. All of the money that comes in goes to that project.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of steps. And as a, you know, 16, 17, 18 year old young man, that's a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely helps you when you're 22 and you're trying to figure out why won't my checkbook balance? You know, it's something to kind of in the back of your mind, you go, well, if I could do that over there, you know, I can do this over here.
Yeah.
So it all, you know, it's just part of that becoming a young adult, you know.
So why 15? Why that number?
18.
18.
Yeah. There's three existing flagpoles at the cemetery. So when you add 18, you get 21.
Mm-hmm.
21.
21 gun salute.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's pretty. I was going to ask you that why 18, but I put that to the bottom of the list. But yeah, that's actually kind of neat.
Very thoughtful. Know?
We might
wow.
have to drive home that way. I know I keep saying that every time when we were even talking about the wreaths, drive home that way. But you don't do well on windy roads, so you know it's a slow go with Alien on windy roads, even though we drive a big truck. So, well, that's kind of cool. I like that, and I know through the years there's other. I don't know if other Eagle Scout projects, but I know, like, you know, the Air Force has done something, the different services and the different types. We were talking about, in the Marine Corps, then you've got the infantry guys and you got all these other, you got the scout snipers. They all want to have their own images, not personal images, but what reflects to reflects to them out there. So it's kind of neat to see that grow over the years and all. And, you know, it means something to our community. So when you go up and down 273 and I-5 and you see the big green signs that say, you know, Veterans Cemetery, you know, and go, that actually means something to a lot of people and all. So we're going to go and take a quick break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch, and we'll be right back.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Now there's some music that'll wake you up. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch with Doc. And we are back. We still have Kyle Gardner in here, our Eagle Scout. And we were just talking off air the complexity of actually getting that project through. And Frank Rose, you brought up something. I know he's not on a mic right now, but Frank brought up something that I didn't even think about to get that approved, that had to go through CalVet. So it's not just locally something VFW or whoever. That actually had to go down to Sacramento and get approved to put up all of those flagpoles from that. And then, like you said, you guys were out there, the ones, you know, in the sun sweating and do that. Mm-hmm. When did you actually do the project?
Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my God. Because
you picked a hotter month.
2017.
You know, you're going to do it middle of August next time.
Well, our friendly troop up in Weaverville, they are really lucky because they have the community that calls them and say, hey, we have these projects that need to be done. And so they have an endless list of projects up in Weaverville. So here in Shasta County, don't be afraid to call one of the Boy Scout troops and say, hey, you know, I have this idea of this project that needs to be done. Is there any boys that are getting ready to do, you know, start an Eagle Scout project and need an actual project?
Yeah, Troop 15 up there in Weaverville, great bunch of guys. Dan is the scout master, and then Mike, who's become a buddy of ours, he's a Marine as well. He works for something. He's on the mule team that goes out for like a month at a time, mm-hmm. and cuts. Well, this guy can make anything in a Dutch oven.
Yes, he can.
Anything, and it is amazing what
he
makes.
Every time we go to camp or an event, he wins the awards every single time. Like, you cannot beat the man.
Well, one of the things, and you would know, Kyle, when you go to those week-long camping trips and all, mm-hmm. wherever, there's usually things that the adults can do, too. Mike always wins the cooking, mm-hmm. and the shooting. So it's just, go figure, the Marines winning the shooting side. But back to the flags, there was a lot to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of process that had to go into that. And then, Frank, you're right. I did not think of that. That had to go through CalVet as well. But the significance of the 21, mm-hmm. just, you know, I heard earlier 18 in my mind, like, 18, okay, whatever. That must mean something to them out there. But no, 21, that really means something to, you know, all of the vets. So,
What project did your brother do?
He worked with CASA. He built a.
Oh, okay.
He built a.
Don't say a bench.
He built a dollhouse. Not like a little one, but one for like kids, like a kid playhouse for CASA, so they could auction it off and they could do some fundraising for one of their events. So
that is amazing.
But that goes back to the service. He did it for a service, mm-hmm. for an organization so that they can have funds to support the next, because CASA has kids, right?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that what Davis?
Court appointed.
He was on a.
What's the S? Court appointed special advocate?
Yeah. I think something
well,
like that.
we have a quick phone call. We have Ranger Rick is calling in, so we're going to go ahead and let Jarrett put that one through. I guess we can't hold him off anymore. He's probably going to come, rappelling through the roof if we don't let him come on the air. Did you hear that, Mr. Ortega?
Yeah, that is too funny. I don't see this 260-pound guy rappelling any more these days, especially with the bad news.
Hey, you know, you will go down at least once. You'll go all the way down. You may not get back up, but you'll go all the way down. Well, how are you recovering from your surgery, sir?
Well, I'm still recovering. I just started physical therapy yesterday, so it's a long road. I'm getting a little anxious. I want to get back. I want to get back into the stick of things. And one thing we got coming up here for the VFW is that Veterans Luncheon this Tuesday at 12:30 at the VFW Hall Post on Oregon Street. So that's free to veterans. And I got a feeling this thing is going to – we've got it planned out for a year, one lunch a month. But I got a feeling this is going to be expanded. I can't help but to think that Gold Star families and Blue Star family members are going to be included and whatnot. It can grow. And it would be hard to turn away a Boy Scout, I tell you that.
We have an Eagle Scout with us.
I know. Man, what an honor. And you know what? I know he said earlier that his father kind of, you know, was his father's goal, dream, whatever. But you know what? I didn't have that when I was a Boy Scout. I didn't have that guidance, that boot in the backside if need be, but I didn't have that. I didn't understand. So,
well, different families and different areas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have the flyer. Frank gave us the flyer for the lunching, and we're definitely going to make sure it gets put on our Facebook page. But it is this Tuesday at noon at the VFW post on, at 12:30, it says on this paper. The VFW post is on Oregon Street right next to, what is that place?
Woody's,
that's it. Woody's, missed that. And I'm going to be in town on about that time on Tuesday, so I will definitely stop by.
Well, and Windsor has offered originally, they're saying, well, we can feed 150. I'm thinking, wait, hold on. I don't know if I can get to 150.
Yeah, let's
there.
Hold, turn that down just a little bit to start with.
There you go. We'll try a little and we'll see how this thing works out. But they're willing to. They're stepping up to the plate. Thank you, Windsor.
Yeah, what an amazing thing, and something that can definitely grow in our community and start helping some of the vets out there. So what we need to figure out is how we can do maybe a calling tree, and as people are coming into town, we can maybe stop and pick up a couple of the guys that don't have vehicles anymore or don't want to be driving in the rain or nothing and get them there to that.
Well, I see this thing developing just the way you described it. I mean, yeah, we can offer this, but how do people get down there? You know, who do we open it up to? Just veterans? You got to bring, and I think it's going to expand, but we're going to have to be a little more nimble about how we approach this and be flexible, because it really is a wonderful event. It could be.
Well, absolutely, yeah, and it can just benefit us as a group and as a community, so... We'll get this on our Facebook tonight, Rick, and we'll make sure that that it gets out to everybody. And I will definitely be there this Tuesday.
Yeah. And by the way, your show is really great today. It's just so uplifting.
Well, it takes me a couple cups of coffee.
All the news lately of the Scouts and Boy Scouts and whatnot lately, it's just good to dwell on something really positive.
Well, it, thank you for saying that, but I'm still a little taken back by what Kyle's Eagle project was. 18 flags out there. That's a lot. That's a big undertaking.
Yeah.
And also, Mr. Ortega, we're going to let you go. We'll definitely get this, and we'll mention it again at the end of the show. I hope you have a speedy recovery, and we want to see you back over here on this side of the mountains.
All right. You guys have a good show.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Have a good one. Bye. It's always nice to hear from Rick. I get along with Rick, he's a good guy.
Ranger Rick's pretty cool.
Ranger Rick's pretty cool, yeah. And he likes wearing that... that white, his commander's shirt from the VFW too, so and all, so it's all good. So, but this lunching could definitely turn into something pretty big in the community. What do you think about that, Kyle?
That's the luncheon.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea
to bring people together.
Well, sometimes we don't think about how when people get out of the military, there's still that military family out there.
Yes.
You know, we're still all connected. We're still a family in the military. I mean, for me, I was 18 years old by myself for the first time. So everybody around me became my family. And then, as you're traveling, going on your next duty station, that family that I had just kept growing and growing. And it's nice to know that when I get out of the military, I still have a family out there, you know?
Yes, yes.
So this is just another way to connect with new people, and it's kind of nice. And the VFW here is great at helping widows, family members that have lost service members, so it's another great way to connect.
And that connection with Rose, what is that? The can-do spirit with those folks too, and also that's always something nice because they're the ones that do the wheelchair ramps, and then her husband, I believe his name was Tim, he's doing the therapy where they're building the bird boxes. Someone got one for Christmas. And also, there's a lot more going on than just the VFW post and a bunch of guys sitting around at a bar, which is an amazing bar over there. It's pretty cool, the history of it and all. But there's more going on than just sitting around at a bar.
So the lunch at the VFW is provided by Windsor, and they're a skilled nurse rehab facility here in Reading. So just want to do a little shout out for them. Helping the veteran community out there. So come on out on the 8th, have a free lunch, meet the people from Windsor, and thank them.
And Hank. Hank's going to be there. He's my buddy, too. So, and Hank's a good guy. And so, well, thanks for Ranger Rick for calling in. We'll give him a hard time for being gone for so long when he comes back. And I think we're going to take a quick break here in just a minute. So thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. This is going to be our last segment where we still have Kyle Gardner, Eagle Scout, with us. And we're still learning more about the project. It's just amazing. So the flags are up 24 hours a day. So that means there has to be a light on it. So there's solar lights out there?
Yeah, a little solar UFO-looking disc on the top.
So you can really freak out the Vietnam vets. What is that? No. So, yeah, I can just see that happening out there.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what's your most memorable scouting experience?
Well, I have too many to share, but I'll just share with you a few of my favorite. When I first joined, it was John Day. We'd canoe on John Day River in Oregon. And then we did canoeing, backpacking, river rafting, Rogue River in Oregon. We go from, 50 miles inland. We go all the way to the coast, backpacking, river rafting, and canoeing.
We had one of our parents talk about doing a 9-day deal on the Rogue River of going down and camping each night. And I was like, well, hold on, 9 days on the water. No, that's a bit. Can we cut that down to like 3 days?
I wonder if Amy's son was in at the same time that Kyle was.
Maybe he might even be in some of those pictures out there.
Yeah.
We'll have to look. Look for a little Kyle.
Okay.
One of our scout parents, her son was in 125, and she was telling us about the whole canoeing, so that's what brought up that memory. But
what's
I don't remember.
Oldest name? What's your oldest boy's name? I don't remember, but we'll look it up.
Is it Andrew?
No, that doesn't sound right. But anyways, it doesn't matter. So besides that, I know that is, of course, the camping and all of that. Is there anything that stands out that was not camping related?
I don't know. We did a lot of outdoor stuff.
125 does do a lot of outdoor stuff, which is great. That's what they're geared up for and all.
So tell me a little bit about this Canada trip. I've heard it before, and you just said it. Did you guys just go up to Canada to camp?
Canoeing, camping.
Wow.
There's a Bowron Lake Provincial Park. There's 18 different lakes. They're kind of in like a circle-ish shape. Not really. But there are 18 different lakes that are in a circle, and you canoe across one, and then you go to the other. Like there's, you have to like, they give you these wheels that you put your boat on, and you like portage over to the next lake.
You feel like Lewis and Clark or something.
Yeah. Except you end up right back where you started.
I don't know. We have all little guys, you know, like I said, 12 and 13 is the oldest ones. I don't think we're going to be, if we had some older boys, because the dads are not going to pull those canoes over every one of those and all. So, but that's what scouting is about, really, the outdoors and the outdoor code. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, we say often and also.
Leave no trace.
Leave no trace, which is modified a little bit right now from leave no trace as part of the outdoor ethics now. And also one of the officer's positions, one of the boys has to be the outdoor ethics person to make sure, you know, that where we're marching to. Remember our training, the kid walked right through the marsh and threw his bag down. And
You know, hey, everybody out there, if you are going to go to a national park or anything, you know, federal government related, practice leave no trace. Bring your trash out with you.
Yeah, if you carried it in full of stuff, it's easier to carry it out empty. It's a lot lighter.
Yeah. Don't pile it on the trash cans where things are all over the floor. Come on.
Let's
keep America beautiful here.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a whole show in itself right now. So we'll get to that one. But yeah, us being a scouting family, you know, we do the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts, all of that. What you're talking about, that's what we not going to, you know, shove the boys that way. But that's what we see. Hopefully, the goal is, you know, that a lot of them can get to that age or to that degree of doing it. Thankfully, we've got them all 12 and 13. You know, they're all kind of working towards second and first class right now. So they're still a little malleable, you know, that we can kind of guide them and go that way. So hopefully we don't have a lot drop out.
I wonder how many veterans or service members are Eagle Scouts? Or we're just part
or
of...
Or just Scouts, period.
Or Scouts, yeah.
I bet you there's a statistic out there somewhere. And
I need to Google that.
Yeah, well, Dad, you know, Dad, so...
I think you can Google anything. I think we'll Google that later.
Googly is what we call it, thanks to a friend of ours, Larry, that's way up in, well, he was up in Paradise. I think he's living down in the Bay Area now. So, there's a lot going on. One of the things, you know, we haven't even talked about sponsors this week. Sorry, guys. But one of the things that I discovered this week is the Gun Cave in Cottonwood. He can be reached on... his name's John. He can be reached on Facebook. You can just, you know, put it in there, the Gun Cave, and that's, I communicated with him on that. It's a little one-man shop. It's amazing. He helped. He answered some questions for me, and now we're going to be doing some business in the future. So it's there in Cottonwood. It's hidden. There's no signs. There's no nothing. He likes to do everything by appointment, and all. He actually has a day job, or I guess in his case, it's a night job and all, but really, really nice guy and all. And I will definitely be doing some business with him, and it's closer to my house. I don't have to drive all the way into town, you know, to do business and all. And we talked about the ammunition rules changing in June or July, whenever it is and all. And,
well, we always talk about supporting small local businesses, you know, but we don't always act upon that. I think we do. That's a community wide or just human nature. So if you want to support a local business, here's a great business. You know, he's a great person. Yeah, he's
got, willing to order anything.
He's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, he was very, very knowledgeable. unsuspectingly knowledgeable. I didn't think I was going to walk in and someone who's not doing it 24 hours a day as their job, you know, he had a lot of knowledge and all. So, you know, and a good guy too. And when you're there, I asked him, how can you stand working in your business above basically a bakery? Because I can just smell them cooking that bread. And all I wanted to do was go downstairs and get a sandwich. But, you know, we don't eat at Subway. So, you know.
Look him up on Facebook. It's The Gun Cave.
Yeah, The Gun Cave. Mm-hmm. It's in Cottonwood. His phone number and everything's on there. But I know he likes to do everything, you know, online and set up appointments and all. So.
Yeah, and check us out on Facebook. If you forgot the name of our show, shame on you. Mm-hmm. It is Manning the Watch. So, again, check us out on Facebook, Manning the Watch. Feel free to email us, too, manningthewatch@outlook.com. I just kind of said that. manningthewatch@outlook.com or on Facebook, Manning the Watch. We've been getting more and more, you know, Facebook likes.
Yes.
Go ahead and do that. I mean, we want to make sure people are out there actually listening to our little radio show.
Yeah.
So at some point soon, we're going to start receiving or allowing more phone calls to come through. You know, Ranger Rick calls us because we know him, so yes, we let it go through. But, hey, in the future, you want to call and you have something you want us to talk about or do some research for you, let us know.
Well, and we always try to end with what did we learn today. So we'll start with Dad. What did you learn today?
That it takes a lot of work to put up a flagpole.
Yes, and it's 2,000 pounds, something like that. You said yeah. The cement block. So that's pretty impressive.
What did I learn? I guess I'm just really impressed. You know, you did a fantastic job. I love listening to the stories where scouts give back to their community. And every time I think I've kind of seen it all or heard it all, I'm always surprised. And, you know, you're just an awesome young man, and yeah. It is great to hear what you did to give back to the community.
Thank you.
What I learned is to, on your brother's side, and I didn't know that something like that could happen, that, you know, you can do your Eagle Scout project, and that project can go on and actually help and support another organization. So that to me is a big thing, because that opens the door up to more and greater things. Not what you did. Yours is awesome, and it's there, and it's always going to be there. But, you know, as a scoutmaster now, I know, you know, if one of the boys brings up something, you go, yeah, we can do that, you know. So that just opens it up a little bit more.
And I think for me, too, the scope of what you did, how big your project is, it's oh my God, I mean, 18 flagpoles, 18 freaking flagpoles. That's insane.
It's almost like I'm starting to think now we always talk about once a month doing the meeting somewhere else. Uh-huh. Maybe we need to do a meeting and truck all the boys out there and say, we're, you know, of course, here's the cemetery. This is, you know, veterans and their families and whatnot. But you see these 18 flagpoles? This was an Eagle. One boy, one young man did this, you know, himself. So when they come back and say, I want to build a bench, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, we're anti-benches. No picnic tables, no benches.
Yeah.
Let's think a little bit bigger, people.
Yeah.
No planter boxes.
Well, no.
Well, you know, but another scout of ours who's starting and trying to work through his, he's doing planter boxes, but it's attached to more. There's a
greenhouse.
A greenhouse. Mm-hmm. There's watering systems. There's a little bit of a storage unit and the planter boxes. So the planter boxes is part of a bigger thing, not just the boxes themselves. Is there anything you want to end the show with, Kyle?
Well, Frank was just telling me to tell you how long it took me. So I started, I think, my junior high school. It took over a year. Most of it was fundraising.
Meeting
with people. We built a project in 3 days. You know, it was a long 3 days, but we did it with the help of the cemetery and my friends and some fellow scouts. You know, we finally dug all the holes, and then, like, there were a lot of problems. Like, you know, no matter how hard you look, it's always going to be something unseen. There's like an irrigation problem, or there's a line that wasn't there that's, you know, that should be there or something. You don't know where it is, so you might drill into it.
But you just said something that's important is it's your project, but something of that scale, you do have to have support and help from other hands, you know.
Absolutely.
And that just makes the project that much bigger, because all those other people can say, I had a hand in helping Kyle do his, mm-hmm. you know, his Eagle project. So we're about ready to wrap up the show for this week and all. Our next show will be back on January 12th and all. And again, I just want to do a shout out to the Gun Cave down in Cottonwood and John, who's a good guy. Kyle, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And all. Yeah. And we'll definitely have you come and talk to the boys at some point and all. And, you know, good luck at school.
Thank you.
In Oregon. It's wet.
And okay. In the Navy.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Potentially in the Navy in the future. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're dealing with, well, two real Navy and then the boys department, the Marine Corps over there. So, and all. Well, thank everybody for listening to Manning the Watch. You have the watch until next week, and we will be back next Saturday. Have a good weekend.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.